This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. You have heard it said that friends and money don't mix. Now we have a little more proof. Think twice about co-signing a loan for friends or family. According to a new survey from creditcards.com, it finds that co-signing can be tough for your relationship and your credit. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more.
This just in, no good deed goes unpunished.
If you co-sign with somebody on a loan or a credit card, you've got a 40% chance of losing money and a 26% chance of damaging your relationship.
Matt Schultz is with creditcards.com. It surveyed 2,000 adults, of whom almost 400 had co-signed a loan. The conclusion, never help anyone ever.
28% of folks experienced a drop in their credit score because the other person paid late or not at all.
That drop in credit score can cost you for decades. Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. She says sometimes it's okay to co-sign a loan.
Your child, who has a very good job but doesn't really have enough credit history to purchase, say, an apartment, okay, I could live with that.
If you do co-sign, make sure you have access to the person's accounts, trust, but verify.
If somebody cannot get a loan, usually there's some reason behind it.
So don't offer to help unless you're willing to pay. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.